The next, this is Dr. Oliveros dictating on February the 6th, 2023. The first patient is Sharon Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N. Sharon, number one. Clinical case of a 83-year-old male female that is a CKD stage 3A, A1. There is no proteinuria whatsoever. The urinalysis is completely clean. The latest laboratory workup that was done on January 27 of 2023 shows that the patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.1 and the estimated GFR is around 50 mL per minute. That is no evidence of proteinuria, period. Remains stable. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 145 over 74. The patient is advised to decrease the sodium intake, restrict the fluid intake to anywhere from 40 to 50 ounces in 24 hours. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperkalemia, the potassium in this determination in January the 23rd. It was 5.2. Instructions were given to the patient regarding the diet and the written information as well, period. Following number. The patient has a hemoglobin that is uh, 11.7 and the hematocrit is 35. It's about the same, has not changed. Period. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. The total cholesterol is 245. She was taking omega fish oil, but she's no longer taking it. The patient doesn't like to try the statins. Following number, the patient has a peripheral vascular disease, a status post a right carotid endarterectomy. Following number, she has a history of fatty liver. The recommendations are low-fat diet and a low-cholesterol diet. Following number, osteopenia. Exercise is recommended. Following number, the patient has a rectal seal, and that is attended by a doctor in West Palm Beach. She was referred to physical therapy. If the patient fails the physical therapy, the most likely situation is that surgery would be recommended. Period. The patient is emphasized about the plant-based diet, low sodium, and a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours. Paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and 15 minutes in the face-to-face and 5 minutes in documentation in the EMR.